This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The Dallas Opera has never before commissioned three new operas for a single season. It's also never before commissioned a kid-friendly holiday opera. Mark Adamo's Becoming Santa Claus makes its world premiere tonight at the Winspear Opera House. The request from the Dallas Opera of composer-librettist Mark Adamo, create a Christmas piece with Pixar appeal, meaning it should work for kids and adults, make it witty and accessible like his often performed Little Women, and keep it small enough so most companies can afford it. Adamo did not want to recreate what may be the best-known Christmas opera, Giancarlo Menotti's A Mall and the Night Visitors.
Visitors, which is wonderful, but this is a folktale and rather dolorous.
In Becoming Santa Claus, Adamo tackles the season's glitzy commercialism while weaving in the original Christmas message.
And I thought if you could do that in some way, you know, in a kind of mythic, glamorous way, you know, somehow use the character of Santa Claus to talk about, you know, the problem of, oh, it's the season of love, max out your Visa card. That would be a show that I would want to see.
Young Prince Claus's 13th birthday is approaching. His mother, the Queen, also a sorceress, orders the elves to prepare the party. Queen Sophine is determined her son attend the big blowout despite his reluctance. She tells him his favorite three uncles will be there. Mezzo-soprano Jennifer Rivera is herself a mother of a youngster. Adamo wrote this part for her.
I was sending him emails saying, I don't know how you understand the mind of a mother so well, since you're not one, but you do. And he was always saying, well, I have one. He gets it. He understands this feeling that you have for your child, that you want the best for them, and that you sometimes make the wrong decisions, and that those are the ones that you learn from as a family.
Adamo writes Claus at first as a stereotypically rich kid.
There was simply the idea of Santa Claus as the original grasping, what did you get me, Christmas brat?
We soon learn why. His father's been missing for years. Those uncles can't make the party and send toys instead. These three are off to Jerusalem with gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the birth of a mysterious boy. Claus then tells the elves to fill a sleigh with real toys for the child. You might see where this is going. Paul Curran, the stage director, says it works because these characters are believable.
So if we don't embody what these characters are, it really is kind of what I call Helen Keller opera, because it's just out there for somebody that can't see or hear it. It has to be something that is three-dimensional.
Adamo says early in his career, as an actor in front of kids, he learned a valuable lesson. It was an educational skit teaching 9-year-olds what was appropriate touch from adults and what wasn't. He worried they'd reject it.
If we went that dark, that real, I thought that, you know, the kids would shy away. No, the kids shy away if for 1 second they sense you were dishonest. If they sense it's false, because they are not civilized like us, they will simply talk amongst themselves. It's like, you just need to tell the truth.
Adamo says that's what he did, using musical styles borrowed from Handel, from this century, and with a dose of percussion and holiday bells mixed in. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.